This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior figures from the ruling party are still detained after an early morning raid. The move came after days of escalating tension between the civilian government and the powerful military that stirred fears of a coup in the aftermath of an election the army says was fraudulent. The Myanmar military commander-in-chief, Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, on Wednesday told military personnel that the country's constitution should be repealed if it was not abided by, citing previous instances where charters had been abolished in Myanmar. The Election Commission on Thursday rejected the military's allegation of vote fraud, saying there were no errors big enough to affect the credibility of the state. Meanwhile, the United States did, in fact, warn Myanmar to reverse course following those reports that the country's military had arrested its leader. Somalia's government announced the end of a seven-hour deadly siege after a suspected suicide car bomb exploded Sunday in Somalia's capital, following a shootout between militants and security forces at a hotel. It caused at least nine deaths. Militant Islamist group Al-Shabaab, which is linked to Al-Qaeda, often carries out bombings in its war on Somalia's government, claimed responsibility via its radio station. Incident happened in the busy kilometer 4 area of Mogadishu. Reuters saw security forces besiege the area where cars are inspected en route to the airport, and where politicians regularly gather at the hotel. This is VOA News.